gals from Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning. Hi, I'm Carrie.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Carson.
Welcome to our podcast.
You will be listening to some of our best moments of helping people to live their best lives, and all while, get this, working with horses.
We will be your hosts and have tons of guests along the way. Subscribe today and happy listening.
Good morning, good day, good evening, whatever time it's at in your area. It's so exciting because we have another exciting day of the Welfare of the Horse series. And I know this one is really special to my heart because I think for any of us in the world who either are working with a horse for pleasure, if we are doing a discipline, if we're doing competing, if we have a business that includes working with our horses, we really need to understand what it is that they need to mentally stay healthy. Because if we're not mentally helping our horses to be able to be okay where they are, because the number one thing they need to feel is safe, then we are doing an injustice. We are doing, well, it's just not good, because we have to keep our horses very healthy, because again, this helps all of us, even as humans, feel safer, we all feel better, and of course, everybody then knows what it is that they need to do in their jobs, and their purpose.
So we had the pleasure of working with Mary almost a year ago,
I guess. Yes.
So we're going to introduce her because she is phenomenal with horses. She's a relational horsemanship specialist. So Mary's...
And should we introduce ourselves first?
Or no? Oh, yes. We always
forget. Yeah. You know, it's so funny. We do these lives so often. We just think, oh, everybody knows us. No, you don't. We could be brand new.
Well, I am Carson Scooter. I am the social media guru here at Equine Connection, as well as a facilitator and instructor.
And my name is Carrie Fulmeck, and the founder of Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning, plus the master instructor who helps people globally around the world do what we do, and that is helping human beings with horses. However, we never ride the teachers, because the horses are a paramount piece to helping the humans to be able to move forward, because humans know the answers to the problems in their lives, but it just sometimes gets stuck and lost.
And donkeys.
Yeah, we love the donkeys, but they do speak a little bit different than the horse, but it still all works beautiful.
Okay, so now to bring on Mary. Mary's passion for horses started at a very young age while growing up on a working cattle ranch in the interior of BC, Canada. After moving to Kelowna in 2000, she turned into spurs and decided to dive headfirst into a number of different equestrian pursuits, dressage, jumping, trail guide, polo, trick training, and horsemanship. Holy cow. Holy jumping tuna fish.
Yeah.
She found her greatest learning and growth came from the blunt in the moment and straightforward honesty with which horses communicated with. From one passion was born another, as learning to be more present in the moment also allowed her to see the beauty in people around her, their qualities and flaws alike. This led her into a career where she could help motivate and inspire people to be better versions of themselves and learn their true potential. Working with at-risk youth just helped solidify her resolve to pursue her dreams. It became apparent to her that she was destined to find a way to bring the gift horses can provide from a learning and personal growth standpoint to her clients and to the public. So welcome, welcome, Mary.
Welcome, Mary. This is so exciting. And you know, I thought when we met you there in Kelowna, and how you had spoke, especially when it was on that horse day, how, you know, when you were younger, the training and how horses and how you worked with them is so different compared to how you're working with them now, because you discovered through a lot of gut. And, you know, I believe gut is a huge thing when we're starting to understand ourselves and working with these incredible creatures. But you knew something had to change, that communication piece. So, again, the welfare component was huge and paramount every time you were working with them. How'd you do that? How? Tell us.
Well, I have to be honest, I can't take all the credit for it. It was actually a local trainer here who kind of brought me back to the moment. I knew, like you said, I knew a while back with the training that I was doing, specifically in dressage, that there was a lot of things that I wasn't okay with in kind of the mainstream modern day equestrian sport world. I didn't feel like I quite fit. So I had a local trainer I found who helped me out with one of my horses, and a horse no one else really wanted to step in and help out with, because he was a little crazy. And it just, he woke me up, and he kind of, you know, he told me to be in the moment and to really focus on what the horse is telling me. I hadn't realized at that point how much I just followed the word of the rule for riding and training at that time, right? It was, you know, even though I knew it was wrong, that's just how stuff was done. And for my own horses, I have to go back there for a sec. I can't say it's wrong. I always like to say there's many ways to achieve a goal. And it just wasn't the right way for me and my horses at the time. And so anyways, that's how I started. I just kind of was thrown into it, and I learned quick and on my feet, I guess, is the,
the way it went. And, you know, it's so exciting, because I always say, you know, we don't have to feel bad about anything what's happened from this moment back, because we don't know what we don't know until we do know. But when we do know, that's when we got to make those changes moving forward with our horses. Because we all are on this journey. You know, our gut's telling us something, our head is telling us something, and you're right. You're training, you're learning, because this is what you're supposed to do. And it's not until you really start to understand who it is that you are that those things keep popping in, like, it doesn't feel right. I don't know why. It just doesn't feel right. And then you start seeing what the horse is saying. It's like, oh.
And everything starts falling into place.
Yeah, exactly.
100%. And for me, it's been like, I like to say, you never stop learning. And in my eyes, even though I've been around horses my whole life, I still am in the infancy of, you know, the knowledge that I'd like to gain, right? For me, it's going to be a lifelong journey. And I'm very blessed to be a part of this as a career, and thankful to you guys for your direction with bringing in the equine assisted learning into the program. Has been actually huge. About 6 months prior to finding your program, I was already starting to play with a lot of like shifting in my, even my horsemanship style. I was really read horses were, you know, that it wasn't just about, for example, taking a young horse into the riding and thinking on their feet. Horses are so much more than, sorry, I'm having a brain. I didn't have enough coffee this morning.
Maybe that's my brain. That happens for all of us, Mary. Don't feel bad about that. And checks. I think with being women, there's a lot of stuff that goes on, and then we got to bring it all together.
For sure. And so more recently, the relational horsemanship side has really been coming into my work with my horses. I work with my horses for riding lessons and, right? So I have my riding lessons, and I do my personal development program here on the farm. So they're such a paramount part of my program. It's so important that I take care of them. And the relationship side of it, although it was huge before, has really come to the forefront more recently. Being more aware of, you know, the horse's responses to things. I have currently a horse that has fairly extreme fear. And he's one of my best demonstrators when I work with youth, because he's so clear on how fearful. Yeah. So he's been such a great demonstrator for the girls that I work with right now, on how to be aware, how to watch him in that moment when they're, you know, entering the round pen, except understanding that he's scared in that moment and taking a step back, right? Not to impose ourselves.
Control.
Right? Yeah. We don't need to control everything. And man, oh man, even the kids that aren't horse kids, holy Toledo, you know, they're just all over demonstrator for that, because they can relate to, that's where, as well, that's where the relational horsemanship kind of comes in too, right? They really relate to the emotions, the relationship building, and having more of a teamwork oriented session with their horses, so.
I even love how you said the step back piece, because this is something that we've recently implemented too when we work with our horses, is just allowing, we don't need to have that control, and our horses are speaking to us. And if we just take that moment to step back, literally physically step back, and just let our horses have their space. It's crazy the different connection that you have with your horses.
Well, you know, and it really shows those horses that, wow, this human being is actually listening to me. Instead of forcing something on me, they're respecting what it is that I need to do right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of parallel pieces that make it exist, because then even your youth, they're taking those components of that learning in that moment, and then they can relate them to their life.
And 100%.
That's huge.
100%. And
sorry, were you going to say? Okay. So, you know, one thing that I always love a story. A story always, you know, it helps us to relate to the difference from when you were, let's say, younger with the, you know, doing what it was that you thought you were supposed to do. When you transformed into, I hear the horse more. Now my horsemanship's better. My riding is better. My equine assisted learning programs are better. What was that huge aha welfare piece for you that made you go, whoa, now I know exactly what it is that I need to do? And how has that changed for you?
Well, for me, about 2 years ago, we purchased our property approximately 2 years ago. And I have my horse Eros that I think you guys have met him in the program.
Yeah.
He had fairly severe trauma to his hind legs. He had almost ripped them off, very bad hock trauma. And we had about a 2 or 3 year recovery period where we just did a ton of body work, movement. We had him out on our Paddock Paradise track to kind of rehab him. And I just started riding again. I'm riding him again. And we were out on a trail with one of my students and one of our other riding horses. And at that time, there was a row of straight fencing that was down between our property and the neighbor property. But I hadn't realized that. I thought that straight fencing had been taken out and it was in a big overgrown pasture. When we walked into the pasture, the horse that my student was riding exploded. She had wire wrapped around her legs and she took off. And my student fell off, and in that moment, Eros, who's been with me since he was about 2 and a half, he's about 16 now, so some years, he stopped and he waited for me, you know, and I was in awe in that moment because, you know, being a horse person, you know, you're aware, right? Your horse has wire wrapped around their legs. They're going to take off. It's going to be scary. And especially now his buddy's boogied back home and, you know, as she was running, she cinched the wire on his legs. And this is after he'd already had, you know, the trauma 2 years previously from the wire injury. And I thought in that moment after, how important building that relationship and being aware of your horse is. It was such a big moment for me that all that time I'd spent, it didn't matter the training we had done. It was the relationship building we had done in, you know, to get there, because no amount of training, I mean, I've ridden some amazingly beautifully trained horses, but when stuff goes down, they boogie out of there. Right. So
that's
that was
right.
Kind of the first, yeah. Right. That was kind of the first step to realizing that there's so much more than just having a well-trained horse. There's that connection between you two. And he stopped and he waited for me. I think it was a good half an hour for us to, you know, slowly kind of unwind ourselves from this massive pasture full of straight wire. And then from there, I just have the opportunity now living on our own farm to watch and see them more than just showing up for an hour to work my horse. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, that's so huge.
Right?
Yeah, I agree with you, because so many times that we're just going out to get our horse to do something, to complete a task, or we're not just being in that moment and, I don't know, living that moment of just building that relationship. And because you speak so well with the relationship, because it is your business with horses.
That's true.
What would you say to the people out there in Facebook land? And obviously, if any of you have questions to Mary, please feel free to ask her. But what tips would you give to them to start building that relationship? Because we know groundwork, all those great things are fabulous for our horse, but how do we take that first step of having that meaningful relationship. I don't want to just use you for this. I actually want us to have a deep in love relationship. How does one go about doing that?
Slowing down. Ooh. Just slow down in the moment. Stop, you know, pay attention to them. Watch your horse, touch your horse. It's such a, you know, again, right? It's such a, we take that for granted. You know, I have lots of people tell me, I touch my horse all the time. And I'm like, yeah, but slow down, you know, don't worry about, be in that moment. Don't worry about what happened today and just start there, right? Being aware of what's going on. Your horse is breathing, watching their, you know, their ears, their eyes, their body language. I've in the world, I was competing and I knew basically all there was to know about horses. Man, I was wrong. And horses tend to do that, right? They tend to catch you when you think you know it all. They, you know, one of them will come along and totally throw you on your rear, and you have to kind of relearn again. But that would be the very first step is just to really be aware and take the time. I've slowed down with a lot of my training, for example. It's so much more important that we take the time to develop good horses. You know, it's not about getting on them at three and riding them as hard as we can. It's about, you know, slowly developing them and bringing them along. And man, that makes a difference, huge difference. So
that's incredible. I was even seeing on Facebook actually this morning, there was a post out, and it was a cartoon, and there was a picture of a man and a horse walking beside each other. And in the horse's mind, he just saw the guy standing beside each other. He was purely in the moment. But the human was thinking about supper and money and what they have to do tonight and driving a car. And it was just incredible, because us as humans, we so easily can overthink. We go to elsewhere land, but horses are just so in the moment. And to be able to bring ourselves in the moment too is pretty powerful, not even just with working with them, but outside of that too. It really helps keep us grounded. And these horses are so powerful in the fact that they can help us get there.
Such a gift.
100%. I see it with my clients and my youth that I work with, and how horses are able to ground them. And I see it in myself. I mean, I've always been a super high energy, chatty. Okay, I'll be honest. It hasn't really changed. At all. Eating programs usually definitely last longer than maybe they should. So, you know, there's so much to share. The horses, right? And for me, they slow me down, they ground me. I can focus more. Like for example, doing the live talk, I have public speaking fear, right? So if I would have been allowed to bring my pony into this session, we would have been great, right?
It would have been no problem. I really love the slow down, the breathing, the observation. Because I am too, just like you. Like, I have a lot of energy, and when it's time to get things done, I like to get it done, because why? That's professional piece to what it is we do. However, I remember my beautiful great friend Epi. He used to laugh at me because I would go jump, 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 jump out to the field to get the horse, and he would laugh and laugh. He'd say, yeah. "What are you doing, Carrie?" I'm like, "Well, we need to get these horses. We got a program going on in a half an hour." He goes, "Okay, show me a horse that walks like that." Wow, then I had to think about that. I'm like, "I don't know a horse that walks like that." He goes, "Carrie, you got to slow it down. You got to go horse walk. Anytime you're ever entering the presence of these living beings, it's horse walk. It's like you say, it's that slow it down. You don't need to rush to get anywhere. Horse walk to your horse."
Well, and we miss so much, 100%. So much body language and everything else when we rush. We miss those little, like, what their eyes doing or what their ears are doing. And just slowing down and taking a step back and just watching them and being with them. It really is incredible how much it can help with your communication with them, help them understand that you're listening to them and that they're heard too, and really reciprocate that beautiful partnership with each other.
And, you know, it actually solves problems. Like, you know how people always say my horse has a problem, even though we know it mainly relates back to us. Well, when we give that moment of clearly listening to our horses by giving them that step back to just listen, you know, they're heard. And once they start understanding that us as humans really do care and really are listening to what it is that they're saying, it seems to fix a lot of those other things we thought were a problem with the horse just by showing we listened, right?
100%. Yeah, go ahead. No, that's not good. I'm the youngest of five kids, so I have interruptus, so bear with me here. I see it. I had a very high energy Andalusian mare, and you walked in there. I mean, she was boarded at a boarding facility. My friend would always tell me, she's like, your mare drives me crazy. Cause when I enter the field, she's just constantly running. Everything sets her off. And with my husband as well, he's got a high energy or, you know, fairly tense job and get her. And she would run, she would take off. Like you said, with your friend Epi, with walking into the pasture, right? You know, most horses with a lower energy are pretty okay if you come up to them, but even a lower energy horse will still give signs that they're with you coming right in, right? But she was so clear on her, you know, she was such a good for people's emotions and body tension, because she was gone when they walked into the pasture, right? So it was so good for my husband to work with her and to take, you know, just take a moment, slow down. And as soon as he did, as soon as he took that deep breath and stopped, you know, she would turn in, look at him, go, okay, you're not going to come eat me. You know? I'm safe, right? So it is so important that we do look at them and that we let them know that we're aware of how they're feeling too. It's such a huge key with them, right?
You bet.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and so, hi to Doug out there. I see Doug Walsh is joining us.
Yes, we have. Okay. So we've had so many technical issues every time Doug's come on with the internet. So last week we did a great, great interview, and then Facebook had its worldwide outage, and so we couldn't get the video. So if you haven't had a chance to watch the video from last week, it's fantastic. Go ahead and just go to our Facebook page and it's right there for you.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Mary. This was incredible today. And it really does go to show how we can help our equines by just slowing down and taking that step back to really benefit them and their welfare. And it is important that we are always looking after their welfare, as they are such powerful and incredible creatures and teachers. And I'm sure I could throw in a few more rhymes because that was getting fun.
It was actually getting fun. And, you know, would you say, like, for a final moment or aha with that welfare component, what is the huge, huge thing for you with the mentality piece? Like, when you're just working, just you with your horses, what's like, do you use your intention? I know you use your breathing. I know you use your slow, but do you have that little piece of aha that can also help us?
A little piece of aha.
A little piece. Maybe a huge aha. Aha.
No pressure at all.
Not at all. Just breathe. We'll come to you.
Just breathe. Honestly, that it gets right to just being in the moment. That sounds so repetitive. I know. I say it a lot. You know, just breathe. Be in the moment. Step back. Spend some time observing your horse. A really, really vital one. If your horse is in a herd, spend some time watching them in the kind of the big one. It's what I'm able to horses into the round pen or out and about. I get to know them a little bit more. So I guess the mental side of it, just be in the moment. Yeah, be there. Watch them.
I like that. That's solid. It really is.
It's so simple, but it's a pretty big deal.
And I love that you said that, because you see, this is what we as humans, we think we have to overthink, because this is what our brain does, because a horse can only think and act like a horse. Doesn't, like with us, we do too much of this. So the simplistic pieces, because even for humans to breathe and to breathe properly, do you know we forget to breathe sometimes?
All the time.
When we're in a moment of fear or excitement or working out, I don't like working out, but when we do, you hold your breath. And you have to remember to release because, sometimes you'll even see, just like Jay was saying, that we got to help them to that release piece. And as humans, we do. So simple is better because we forget.
Sure. And experiment with it too. Do your breathing, watch your horse, do an over exaggerated deep breath and see what happens to your horse, right? Sometimes a lot of my clients and myself even too, there's days where I carry more attention than I'm aware of, and I kind of test every day. So when I'm out there, I do the day, but I'm gonna test and check myself too at the gate, right? Make sure that I'm gonna be okay when I walk in there, because I wanna give them the consistency of showing up every time. That's so important every time I'm out there with them, right? So
I love that, showing up. I love that, because that means you're not in the future. I love that, just showing up in the now
or in the past.
That's exactly right.
For those of you who are wondering, Mary is in the Kelowna, British Columbia of Canada area.
Beautiful, beautiful area. Yes.
We actually had a few more comments here. Realizing that every problem my horse had was actually my problem has been one of the greatest epiphanies to ever whack me upside the head. Slowing down and letting ourselves be only in this moment is the only way to gain entrance into that beautiful space where we can actually communicate with the horse.
Ooh, that was so well said, Joanne. Entrance. Oh, what great wordage.
Oh, and I love this too. Doing breathing sounds like doing meditation, and I'm learning that now. It really is, and that meditating too. That's something we're actually kind of looking into too.
But you got to keep learning, right? Learn, because when we die and we don't know when we're going to die, we got to learn to live now, not later.
Oh, Mike, we so agree with you. This Mary is amazing.
Yes, she is.
Well, thank you, everyone.
No, I said I have a confession. That was my brother.
Oh, what a nice family. I love it. Nothing better.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us today. This has been incredible. And thank you so much, Mary, for this incredible interview chat. It has been so great. And we've come out with so much knowledge from it.
Have an amazing day, everyone. Remember, life is short. Live your life today in your moment that you can only have.
Thanks so much for tuning in today with us gals from Equine Connection on today's episode of Changing Lives with a Horse, of course. Next week, we're going to have tons more information, and please join us then for more chatting on how these phenomenal creatures are really the best teachers around. We'll talk to y'all then.